Tom's favorite podcast, The Roundtable Chat Hut, where everyone has a seat at the table. How are you doing, JT?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing all right. Well, in case you are just joining us, my name is John, a.k.a. Old Johnny Oneball, and I am here with the man himself.
JT, a.k.a. Shadow Prime 34.
That's right. Let's jump right in today. We have four new patrons this week.
Whoop, whoop.
Let's shout them out real quick. So, we have our new patrons, Evan, Bradley, Justin, and OCL. So big shouts to you guys.
Let's go.
That gives us 19 patrons overall. 19. And you will hear all of the names to the end of the show, because we want to make sure that we are giving out props to the people who are propping us up.
Yes, sir.
That's right. What do you want to do next, JT?
Let's start with some studs and duds. Let's see what good things and what terrible things the week have brought towards us this time.
All right, let's do it. Tell us about your stud.
So I'm actually going to go with my dud, because my dud and stud happened within a rough 11 seconds of each other. So I was telling people, hey, go catch a dupiter. That thing's going to be good. Because other podcasts also said that, and I caught, I think it was a rank 11.
Nice.
And I accidentally transferred it.
Ooh.
And that was horrible. But right after, there's a dupiter that spawned outside, and I was like, ah, I got to find a new one now. And it was a rank 7, so.
Ooh. Because, see, I was going to ask you what it feels like to be so bad at the game, but you got four ranks better than being how bad you were.
This is true. So here I am with a new dupiter.
A new good one.
New piter, if you will.
New piter.
Yeah.
I might. We'll have to see. So that's the both duds and studs?
That's both my duds and studs.
Okay. So since we're doing duds and studs, my dud is I have caught everything I have seen for the last multiple days, and I have no shiny event catches. But don't worry. I did hatch a shiny Phoebus. So,
I mean, shiny Milotic is real nice.
That's true.
That's a 8.5.
I've got enough Phoebus, and I just don't need more. So it was kind of a middle of the. It was a stud. In the middle of there. I like shinies, but really that one. My definite studs. The first one is I was on the Lured Up Patron Zoom yesterday evening, and while we were patron zooming, I caught a shiny Snubbull.
Hey.
Which, again, I've got enough of the shiny Snubbles. But
it's just like, oh,
it was, you know, it was during my first patron zoom that I was joining in. So shouts to all the shiny luck that was sent through my computer screen.
Hey.
The other one is my wife and I went to a Japanese lifestyle store. It's either Ebisu or Ebisu. I'm not sure. But we went there and I found the foam pump soap that when you pump down on it, it gives you like a flower of foam soap. And so that's really cool because I've been trying to find it for a while and now I found one. So you don't have that. Boom.
Yeah, you're right.
That's right.
That's my dud.
We are also finally, after a few weeks off, bringing back the live special trade.
Hey, remembered not to do it this morning.
That's right. I was going to trade a young goose to Beth from work. But then I realized it's recording day and I probably shouldn't.
Smart.
I think we've both made that mistake.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So that is the studs and duds. And I have an even bigger stud for JT. So he doesn't know this yet, but Casa de Cubone and I do. Because we were talking last night after the patron Zoom. And he found something in his inventory that he's going to trade you in Seattle.
No. Oh, no. Is it?
It is.
It.
So, Casa de Cubone found in an account of his a spare clone Charizard.
Yes! Oh my gosh!
So we are moving and shaking and figuring out what trades we want to do when we're all in Seattle together.
We are moving and shaking, and this guy is shaking and baking. Like, oh,
right.
Man.
That's right. He's going to trade me a shiny Safari Hat Pikachu, so.
Hey,
I was
that
like,
works.
Hey, man, I'll make deals for me and make deals for JT.
Oh, man.
So big shouts to you, Cubone.
Real MVP, because I was going to put out a plea this episode, too.
Yeah, we were just chatting about some things, and Cubone, I do want to get a Cubone from you.
Yeah,
and then,
that's appropriate.
I'm going to get a Cubone named Cubone, and then it's going to stay that way forever. So,
I like it.
That's some big news for JT finally being able to find a clone Charizard. So, yeah, we were chatting yesterday, and he was like, hey, wait a minute. I have one of those. So, there you are. He is very excited, and he will probably dream about it.
Yep.
All right. Let's do some in-game news. So, I've got the GoFest info pulled up here, so you're going to have to listen to me read some things to you.
Oh, yeah. GoFest is going to be good, so buckle up.
All right, so Pokemon JoFest 2022.
JoFest?
That's right, JoFest.
A bunch of people named Joe.
Yeah, I was thinking like Jonas Brothers. Okay, so Pokemon GoFest 2022 starts June 4th at 10 a.m. local time and ends June 5th at 6 p.m. local time. So it is a lot of going.
Go fast for GoFest.
We are going to go fast. Anyway, so... a note for what I'm reading, events split into separate pages, so the times above are not accurate because there's an end time for some of them. It will end on each day. So that is what we have. And then there's a bonus event on Saturday, August 27th. If you're buying your ticket, it is $14.99 where we are, but whatever your local rates may be, that may be different. But let's go over some stuff. So here's what we have on day one. For all players, we have four habitats rotating through the allotted time, each with its own on-screen confetti, and new shiny Pokemon. So that is for those that do not buy the entire ticket.
Which you should. It's definitely worth it, but we'll talk about that a little bit more in a little bit.
True, true. So for those with the event ticket, this year's event is all about Shaymin, the gratitude Pokemon. Trainers will be tasked with conducting special research to learn more about this mythical Pokemon and will encounter landform Shaymin along the way. Other rewards will include an event-exclusive avatar item and a special avatar pose. You know we're all about those poses. Customizable special research tasks that end with an encounter with landform Shaymin. Choose between relax, standard, and master difficulty, as well as catch, explore, or battle focus. So it looks like there's going to be the three difficulties, and you can pick one of the other three focuses.
Master,
so you have
catching.
A few different versions that you can go with. I think I may also try the master catching as well.
You don't do GoFest to battle.
Like, I don't know. Some people might.
I mean, maybe.
Fight with your friends.
Gotta go.
1v1, IRL.
IRL. And then play Pokemon again.
And then you can play Pokemon later. Increased chance of encountering shiny Pokemon in the wild during event hours. Chances will be better on Saturday than on Sunday. So if you're shiny hunting, like I will be, play Saturday. The Global Challenge Arena returns. Trainers can work together to complete a collaborative challenge each hour. If they succeed, they'll earn a bonus for the remainder of the hour. If you haven't experienced any of these global challenges, they occur very quickly. So don't worry about not getting those bonuses. I'm sure you've been a part of the water event that's been happening lately, and it was 600 million water types, and it was done in
24 hours. It was really quick.
That's a couple Pokemon to catch. That's busy.
That's more than three.
I caught at least five. There are also special challenges where players collaborate to gain extra bonuses, extra Pokemon in each habitat when using incense. So even though incense has been nerfed a little bit, you still want to make sure you're using it. And then make progress on your Elite Collector Medal with four collection challenges, each themed after a habitat hour. So keep your Elite Collector Medals up. That is day one. For day two, all players is Global Challenge Arena open to all players. All new, yet-to-be-announced Pokemon will debut in Pokemon Go via a five-star raid. All Pokemon from day one will be able to catch on day two. And a short special research story will be available. For event ticket holders, additional special research story with new rewards and encounters. All extra Pokemon attracted to incense on day one will again be attracted on day two. And this is my favorite of these events. Team Go Rocket Balloons will appear more frequently, and Rocket Grunt Battles will earn double the amount of mysterious components. That is great stuff right there.
Which means you can get more chances to encounter the shiny shadows that the leaders give you.
That's right. And I really don't want to have to wait another 50 weeks in between my shiny shadows.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
So double the chances, double the fun.
That's right. Double the shadows, double the Pokemon.
I like it.
I don't know if I do.
I'm going to run with this.
Double the run.
They do.
Double the pun. Pun.
Oh, there you go.
On both days, we will have features and bonuses available for all players. Pikachu wearing a shaman-inspired flower costume will appear in the wild and in one-star raids. I've seen some photos. It's pretty cool. Axew will appear in one-star raids on both days.
Yes.
I think at this point, a lot of people probably have Axew and its family, but this is awesome.
Well, I got to ask you something real quick.
Oh, boy.
Those megas that we can?
Double the mun.
Double the mun. Those megas, make sure you're mega evolving anything that turns into a dragon type to get double the candy, double
That's
the
right.
fun.
Double the candy, double the sugar coma.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
We'll get there. You will also be able to take snapshot during the event hours for a surprise. I'm still working on that medal, so I will be snapshotting everything I can.
Yes.
For event ticket holders, you'll spend photo discs at gyms to earn up to 9 raid passes, free raid passes. These can be used only for in-person raids. Collect special event stickers from gifts and Pokestops and take up to 5 snapshots during event hours on Saturday and Sunday for a surprise. So you could get 10 more snapshot surprises if you decide to get the ticket. Now here's the really, really good stuff. For spawns, these spawns are available to all players. And during the rotating habitats, we will have 4 of them, so buckle up, kids.
Oh, boy.
In the city habitat, we have Magnemite, Alolan Grimer, Hitmonchan, Baltoy, Trash Burmy, Bronzor, Pidove, Trubbish, Gothita, Golett, and Litten. If you are lucky, you will encounter a costumed Pikachu and Galarian Weezing. From that whole list, only Gothita, Golett, and Litten cannot be shiny. In the Plains habitat, which is anything but, we have Girafarig, Dunsparce, Larvitar, Numel, Trapinch, Buizel, Patrat, Drillbur, Shelmet, Rufflet, Litleo, and if you are lucky, you can encounter costumed Pikachu and Axew. Now, of that entire list, only Drillbur cannot be shiny, which means Axew can be shiny.
Oh, I'm going to go hard in
Plains. There are a couple in there that I don't have yet. So I don't have shiny Girafarig, and I really want that. I don't have shiny Buizel, which I don't know many people that do.
No. Dunsparce, I don't have that one.
Dunsparce, really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, that's a cool one. I like that one.
Yeah.
Numel is going to be shiny as well. And Patrat. So nice. I like those blue eyes on Patrat.
Yeah.
Another new one is Shelmet. So Shelmet can be shiny too.
I'm excited to see what that looks like.
That's right. In the rainforest habitat, we have Mudkip, Seedot, Shroomish, Slakoth, Turtwig, Chimchar, Venipede, Karrablast, Binnacle, Skrelp, Rowlet. And then if you're lucky, you can encounter costumed Pikachu or Pancham. Now, there are not as many shinies in this list as there are in the other. But the list there, only Venipede, Skrelp, Rowlet, and Pancham cannot be shiny. And in the fourth, the Tundra habitat, this one could be fun, not only for good stuff all around, but a few pretty decent PvP relevance in here.
Mm-hmm.
So we have Omanyte, Swinub, Wingull, Metatite, Wailmer, Sfeel, Piplup, Vanillite. Love that line. I don't know why. I just love that line.
It's pretty
Cubchu.
Cool.
It is. It is. Yeah. It's freaking nice.
I see what you did there.
That's right. That's right.
There's no way the people gonna not like this.
No, no. We'll chill now.
Sorry. Ah! Stay frosty, trainers.
That's right. We also have Cubchu, Bergmite, Popplio, and if you're lucky, you could find costumed Pikachu or Galarian Darumaka, which I really need that shiny. From that list, only Vanillite, Bergmite, and Popplio cannot be shiny. So there's some good stuff in there, and if you're really looking for some PvP relevance, there's Swinub, Wingull, Pelipper's got some big moves, Sfeel, and then the Galarian Darumaka, which hopefully at some point gets Zen mode.
Which would be cool.
I'm really into that.
But
it would be cool.
Again, look at you.
We're heating up because it's a double type.
Yeah, it is.
Secret.
Yeah.
Secret.
You're on fire today.
That's right. That's right.
But yeah, make sure you guys are getting those feels. If you were not able to get one during the community day, because Walrein has taken PvP by storm.
That's right.
Ice now, storm, if you will.
That's true. Blizzard. Nailed it. So for event ticket holders is where this gets a little spicy for the things that are going to be out in each habitat. For the city habitat from Incense, we have Galarian Weezing, which can be shiny. Clink, great shiny, I think. Unknown B, Unknown G, Unknown O, and Unknown U. All of those can be shiny.
Hmm. Wait, what were the letters again?
B-G-O-U.
B-G, so go, U-B.
Go, U-B.
Ultra Beasts.
Or Pokemon Bagao. it's the new version of Pokemon Go. Pokemon Bagao.
Pokemon Bagao.
In the Plains habitat from Incense, you'll get Axew. You ready for this? Torkoal.
Oh, buddy.
And then Unknown Bagao. All shiny except for Torkoal. We'll go to Tundra habitat, where we have the Incensed Galarian Darumaka, Mr. Mime Galarian, which is fine, and then Unknown Bagao. But in the rainforest habitat, you ready for this one? Yeah. We get from Incense Pancham,
okay,
Bagao, and Tropius.
Tropius, let's go.
Freaking Tropius.
Tropius. Go get one. But it's only for ticket holders, correct?
That's correct. Yes. And Incense.
Yes. Also, I just want to make sure I did not come up with that whole my tinfoil hat theory that Ultra Beasts are coming. That was actually Wildcat Dad from the BTW podcast. Go check him out.
I'm going to go with something completely different, and I think it's going to be Unknown Bunknown. That's my theory.
Unknown Bunknown.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a bunnery with an unknown hat on. Buy a ticket for that. Now, we have new shinies for this event. We have Shroomish and Breloom, which if you're into fighting types like I am, Breloom's not a horrible choice. We're going to put it that way.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing to write home about, but it's not horrible.
The worst. Yeah, it's no Stuffle in Great League.
That's right.
Yeah.
Then we have Numel and Camerupt coming in, which is cool because there is a Mega.
I love shiny Camerupt so much.
It's like an ash camel. So it's just dark, dark blue. Now, for those of you pvvvers, we are also getting shiny Carablast and Escavalier.
Oh, yeah.
And if you have not faced off against an Escavalier, good for you.
Punch buggy.
Punch buggy. Love it. Then we were also getting the shiny Shelmet and Excelgor, which is nice. I like Excelgor. I've never understood what it is, but it's really fast and I like that. And then we are also getting the shiny Axew family. Axew, Fracture, and Haxorus, which is one of the coolest shinies to me. We all know how I am about getting new black and white shinies.
Hey, buddy.
And that's a black shiny. And then also the shiny Bagao unknowns. So keep an eye out for those.
Or Goob.
Goob. Hey, Goob, want to come play?
Nobody liked me.
Hey, Goob, want to come over and hang out?
I was a loner.
Love that movie. So that is the news that we have so far. There's a big thing we're missing, and it is whatever is coming to 5-star raids. We just don't know yet what it is. JT thinks it's Ultra Beast. I may think it's a Bunnery with a unknown hat on.
I don't know.
I'm fine with either of them, actually.
I've been hearing some rumblings on other broadcasts, and I'm like, I think I can get on board with that Ultra Beast theory.
Okay.
When you get to the raid part, that's the part that, yeah. Because they're like,
I would put him in 6-star, though. Like unless that's reserved completely for Megandaries.
Megandaries. I like it. Okay. That's what we're calling the Megandaries.
The Megandaries. We will cover the Megandaries pretty shortly here. While he's thinking, I just want you all to know that we were talking before, and unfortunately I wasn't recording like I usually do with our B-roll. but he said that Pokemon have dirt moves. And then he said it again, and then he realized it's a ground.
Ground. Same thing, except I like dirt. Quick, that's use okay. a dirt move. Fuck it, sand. Fuck it, sand.
I love King of the Hill.
Oh, man. I don't even know where to look at that. Anyway, yeah, you guys know. Well, we can skip.
Dirt moves.
All right. So in order to beat Tapu Fini, make sure you're bringing those steel types, those poison types, and electric and grass. Beat that Tapu Fini. To beat Tapu Bulu, you bring steel types, fire types, poison types. Poison is actually double effective against Tapu Bulu because it is grass and fairy.
Weak.
Aye. And then to beat the Tapu Lele, which is psychic and fairy, bring your ghost types, steel, poison. And then lastly, but not leastly, is yes. electric and fairy Tapu Koko. Bring ground types, steel types, and poison types. That's how you beat them. They'll all be coming back here soon, so be ready.
Or Tapu be finish him.
Tapu finish him. Yeah.
It's built in. All right. How about we do some peaks of the week?
Peak of the week.
I'll start with mine. I have a new friend this week named Drinker Next Door. That's it.
Drinker Next Door. Just
solid name. Good nice. Thinking, Drinking.
Nice. My peak of the week is actually coming from one of our patrons again, Herm13, and their buddy's name, well, their buddy is a Skarmory, and okay. its name is Scarscream. And, well, as a Transformer
hey, everyone.
Fan.
JT's a big old nerd.
I appreciated it, Herm, so that was good. So, Herm13, well done on that fantastic naming job.
Very solid.
So, what do you say we move over to the favorite type?
I have a favorite type. I have something to say about that.
Well, I'm very interested in hearing what your favorite type is for this week.
Hmm. I don't know if I want to tell them now. Can't believe you said that.
I can tell all of our listeners are very interested in what we've got to say.
You keep saying this. You keep it. You keep doing it. And it's unfairy.
Well, for any of you listeners that haven't picked up on it, this week is fairy type. What is our favorite fairy type?
Fairy vit type.
Our fairy vit.
We'll work on that one.
Yeah, that one doesn't roll off the tongue very
well. It was a little rough.
Yeah. So, favorite fairy type.
What a little rough play.
Ah, player up. Yep.
My favorite fairy type is not a stretch for anyone that knows me. It is Arceus. my favorite fairy type is Mawile. I just love Mawile. I think it's great. I think the background is great. I think the story is great that it comes from. I think it's got a great shiny. We actually, JT was given some artwork for his birthday last week, and yeah. on it exists a shiny shadow mega Mawile, which doesn't exist in the real game, and I'm freaking pumped about it.
Yeah, but it doesn't exist in the game. It looks real cool.
It's very nice.
So we'll post it in the Discord.
It is very nice.
We'll post it in the Discord. So if you're not in the Discord and you want to see what it looks like,
Join the Discord. It's free.
Yeah. All you got to do is join it. That's all you got to do.
0 coins a week.
Yeah. So my favorite fairy type, I'm going to have to say.
Silvally, isn't it?
Yep. Bingo.
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm going to probably have to say either Sylveon or Dedenne.
Now we have to make him pick.
Or Grimmsnarl from Sword and Shield. Yeah.
So do you know what makes Grimmsnarl's armor?
Hair.
It's hair. So I don't know how you feel about that.
That's a little bit gross.
It's a little bit gross. I used a Grimmsnarl pretty much through the entire playthrough of Shield.
It's so good.
No, I played Sword. I played one of them.
I played Sword because I got the Sword Woof.
Yeah, I don't know what I played.
Yeah.
Shieldbert.
Swordward and Shieldbert.
That was an interesting duo. Okay, so we have Dedenne and what was the other one?
In Sylveon.
Oh, that's tough.
And this is going pretty much.
See, I have bad feelings for Dedenne because one time in one of our roundtable chatot tournaments, there was a Dedenne and it put me very quickly under the ground.
And that was actually our Hogwarts showdown.
That's right. Los Albertos brought out the Dedenne and I was not a happy camper. But it is a really good Pokemon.
Yeah.
If you can build one, that's a fun pick.
It's a solid pick, yeah. It's a lot of these metas, especially if you do a lot of Sylphiness, it's a good pick to have.
Yes. And then you also have your Sylphion.
Yes, Sylphion.
I like them both, so I'm not gonna help you make a pick.
I'm going to say Sylphion.
It's pretty solid.
I'm going to do it. It's just – it's so good. And then the shiny is like blue.
Very nice.
Sylphion. That is my favorite – fairy. Nope. That's my favorite fairy type.
Well, if you call it like F-A-E, like it's written sometimes, favorite. It is your favorite.
Yeah.
We worked Smart. It out.
Yeah.
We got there eventually.
The English major.
Hey-o, read some books.
Read some books. All right. So
go away. Read some books.
So speaking of favorite fairy type, let's move over to the chef's kiss portion of the. So we're going to be looking at Mega Gardevoir.
Megardevoir.
Mega Audino.
Megaudino.
Mega Diancie.
Megithical.
And Mega Altaria.
Mega Altaria.
Which Mega Altaria is a dragon fairy type, so we are going to pretend like dragon doesn't exist for this brief moment.
Next week when we talk about our favorite dragons.
Yes.
Oh, mine dragons. Is...
Arceus.
It's Arceus. I was going to say it's the two-headed one from Quest for Camelot.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's a movie I haven't seen in a hot minute.
Ooh, let me tell you about movies and dinosaurs, and dragons and things. So, in college, we were watching We Are Back, which if you haven't seen it, is a movie with dinosaurs and John Goodman's a dinosaur, so it's pretty neat. Also, Julia Childs is in it. Anyway, look up We Are Back. It's a solid movie. They make the dinosaurs really smart and they can play golf and stuff.
Yeah.
We're watching it in the living room of our college apartment, and JT kind of like walks around the corner, kind of pokes his head out, and he goes, "Hey, do you guys remember that movie with the talking dinosaurs? They give them like cereal and they get smart." It's like, "Yeah, you mean We're Back?" It's like, "Yeah, that's the one." And then right about then is when the like opening credits to We're Back started, and he had no clue that we were watching it.
I was like, oh, you guys are watching it. Look at that.
What do you think was more rare? That moment or when we catch Twin Shinies?
That moment, because we've done Twin Shinies three times now.
Three?
Yeah, the Onyx, the Stuffle, and something else.
This is actually JT from the future talking right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how we got to our third. I just don't know what it is yet. Anyway, let me...
I'm going to give
is
Mega...
Is just bigger?
Yeah, it's like just a...
Like a better dress?
Yeah. I'm going to say Mega Gardevoir is going to get a 6.
I feel like based on the whole thing around Gardevoir, they should have made it a little less human at this point.
Yeah.
And not just more dressed up. I'm going to go with a 5. That's weird.
Yeah, not crazy about
I like the Pokemon just fine, but...
Just
take away some of the humanness if you're going to keep it around.
Yeah.
All right. Who's next?
Mega Audino, that normal Zero. Thing. And then it comes up being a normal fairy type.
It starts at a 0 and glows up to a... I'm going to give it a 3. Partially just because it's Audino and it didn't deserve it. And there are other Pokemon who did.
Yeah.
Like Pikachu.
Or Machamp. Wait, what? Yeah, I'm going to say 0 as well. And no, I'll give regular Audino a 1.
I'm going to give it a 1.
I'm not a heartless monster.
I do like the colors.
Yeah.
It's got some nice colors, that like goldish yellow and white with the red eyes.
Yeah.
Kind of like an albino rat.
Yeah. Yeah, and it'll glow up to a 4 for me.
That's pretty high, man. All right, let's look up Mega...
Shiny, not shiny, Mega Diancie. Diancie?
That one's freaking dope.
Yeah, I'm going to say that one's like...
Wow, that's good.
8 8.5.
I'm a little mad that Carbink doesn't evolve into Diancie. Because that just kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mega Diancie. I mean, it is a mythical. It is the only Megithical.
Megithical.
Yeah. Yeah. One day.
Yep.
That's dope. I like that.
How many chef's kisses are you going
to
give it?
I'm going to give it a 9.
Ooh.
I'm going all the way to 9, baby.
Nice.
That's solid. I've seen all these before, but just going through and looking at them again is so very cool.
Yeah. All right.
And then the next one is Mega War Greymon.
Almost. Mega Altaria.
Oh, yeah. That's where we are.
The Ultra Cotton Ball.
That girl looks like a Jennifer Lopez movie.
What?
Like the big costumes and everything.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm going to say 5.
I'm going to go 5 as well, partially because they could have done so much better.
Yeah.
Give it like sharper wings, but still made of clouds.
Oh, like the those one clouds like on a when it's a nice day outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not weatherologists here.
Cirrus clouds?
Cumulonimbus.
Serial nimbus clouds.
Mandibulous clouds.
Okay.
Anyway. I think that, I mean, it's fine. They could have done cooler. I like that it's Dragon Fairy. I wish that it was better at both at that point.
Better at both, yeah.
It's fine.
Accurate.
I'm going to give it a 5. Could be better. I'm not a huge fan of the whole cloud wing thing anyway. That's kind of weird.
Quing.
Here's a fun fact. Did you know clouds can weigh over 1,000,000 pounds?
That's a made-up fact.
Google it. Yep. That is about 500,000 kilograms or 1.1 million pounds, about 551 tons. But that quote-unquote heavy cloud is floating over your head because the air below is even heavier.
So we're being crushed by air right now.
Yeah, dude. Just the testament to the human spirit. How we're not just crushed by the air around us. We breathe that stuff.
Take that air.
Hey, listeners. People listeners.
And dear listeners.
If you ever want to hear something cool about people, look up persistence hunting. It's really cool stuff. You know, when we used to, you know, hunt things without
guns. Oh, yeah. Persistence. Yeah.
They're just like, well, we could just outlast everything we're chasing. And that's pretty neat.
We'll just keep walking after it.
That's right. Humans are metal.
Yeah, we are.
Anyway, so those are some ratings that we have about some not very exciting megas. And one day, maybe the Pokemon Company will hire us to create cool megas.
So what do you say we do a live special trade?
Dude, I'm so down. So today, we are trading a Lickitung, which hopefully turns into a Luckitung.
Of the shiny variant.
Oh, yeah, the shiny ones. That's why it's a special trade.
Yeah.
So we are going to do that.
So I'm giving him a shiny Lickitung, the one that actually appeared in the old ball plus Pokeball plus ball thing.
Hey, nice.
And we're going to trade that for a shiny Vullaby.
Which an interesting fact about that Pokemon that I heard recently is in a JT Valor video, and he was meeting with a guy that owns a card shop, and he said that it was Vullaby, like lullaby.
I've decided that I'm going to ignore that.
We know this one isn't lucky.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Hey, that turned out decent. It's a 14 attack, 10 defense, 7 HP.
Ooh, mine is not good. Got a, what is this, 8 attack, 6 defense, and 14 HP.
Just a little bit more defense and be good to go.
Yeah, but this is going to be a flex bond. Well, here's not a flex bond, but a...
I bring mine. I've got one almost at 1,500 that I bring out.
Nice.
Also, do you even catch Alolumola if they're over 1,500?
No, not really.
I haven't.
Wait, I'll do it for the candy.
Do it for the candy. Yes, do it for the candy. All right. What do we have next? Let's do a little bit of the PvP portion for people who prefer to pack up their Pokemon
and
paddle each other. Don't do that.
And proliferate.
Anyway, let's talk about some PvP from JT. Ready? Go.
Go. All right. So Ultra League and Element Cup has come and it has gone, and now it is a thing of the past. So Ultra League, I haven't done much Element Cup. However, I've been doing a lot of Ultra League, and one of the mons that have been doing fantastic for, well, one of the teams that have been doing fantastic for me is a Talonflame that is level 50. It's not a hundo, but it is a 98%, maxed out with Incinerate as its fast move, Brave Bird, and Flame Charge, which does increase your Pokemon's attack. The Trevenant, which is the Ghost Grass type with Shadow Claw as its fast move, Seed Bomb and Shadow Ball as its charge moves, and then Wall Rain, Powder Snow as its fast, and then Earthquake and Icicle Spear as its charge moves. That team has been fantastic. I love it when people throw out a Giratina, so the Batman-looking Giratina with the feet. Whenever they throw that out, I love facing those things. So I'm like, oh, yeah, here's my Wall Rain. Oh, and also my Trevenant. So I was playing around with that team. I'm really liking it. So I haven't done too much Element Cup, but yeah. But now we are in the thick of Master League and Master League Premier Classic. So Master League is whatever.
Classic.
Yeah, literally classic. So Master League, whatever is there, go it. If it's maxed out to level 50 and ready to party, use it. And Master League Premier Classic is only Pokemon that have been leveled up to level 40. But now is the time, if you are hurting for Stardust, to get 3x Stardust for battling and getting at least one battle in. Yeah, you get 3x the Stardust, which is super great. I'm going to be testing out a few mons that I have built for Master League, i.e. my Obstagoon. Saw that from another trainer over in the BTW Discord. They had a 100% fully maxed out Obstagoon, which did some work. So I'm impressed. So I built mine in response to that as well to see if I can make mine work as well. All right. Firefly, I'm going to say that this is going to be combined with our bat strats for the week, because last week our bat strat from Fish was to, well, we had dual bat strats, was to A, just practice whenever you can, whenever they announce the meta, or whenever they're like, hey, like this is what we've got for the month. Just use opportunities to practice and then you get feedback from your opponent. Because your opponent might know a little bit more or might have some insight on what could have beaten their team. Use your resources. And that's what I have been doing, specifically Wildcat Dad. We've kind of gotten matched in multiple, I'm in 3 different tournaments with him, and we've gotten matched in each one. And a lot of the feedback that he has given me, he spanked me 3-0. And but he gave me great feedback, which I've been using to kind of tweak my team. But I've been doing that practice, the practice rounds with it, to kind of figure out, like, I'm in the swing of things with this team. And I was able to pull out a 3-0 win. So, like I said, practice, use your resources, chat with your opponents. Like, they might know things that, like, they might be seeing things on your team that might not, that might have gone under your radar. So chat with your opponents and just kind of figure out what's going on. And then whenever actual game time comes, you're ready to rock and roll. So, yeah. So shouts to Wildcat Dad from the BTW podcast and for helping me get better, because I'm doing well in my Firefly cups this month, like significantly better compared to Nemesis, because Nemesis was just like, boy, this is neat. And Firefly is like, all right, game time. And the game has timed. So, yeah, go do that. Like we said last week, practice, and talk with your opponents.
Also, And practice,
yes. I have joined a faction, which is the BTW Part 2 faction, and we are in a specific, each member has a specific role, and I'm in the Colony Cup, which is, very specific meta. We'll kind of talk about that a little bit later, but... Yeah, it's definitely interesting. So I'm excited to kind of see how that's going to go, and then kind of working with my faction to be the very, very best, like no one ever was. So
I think they should kick you out for that.
Hey, no. And then lastly, so if you are looking for opportunities to get better at PvP and you're tired of Googling things, because I get it. Googling things is a little confusing sometimes when you're looking at mods and it's just like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So you can always Google it, which is just dumb and boring and, you know, lame. Or you can go check out the PvP Corner on GoCast Podcast with Fish and DeFiE, which Fish was one of our guest our first guest hosts. So they are really informative. They kind of talk about a lot of the metas that are coming up. Really great opportunities to kind of like build some teams, look at some good cores, look at who's going to like pair well with each other. They also take questions. So if you have questions, you can write in. And you can also check out the BTW podcast. They both of those and simultaneously, I can honestly say this month I have climbed in my battling skills because of that. So yeah, definitely check it out. If you are one of those people that want to get better at PvP and just climb the ranks, use your resources. And those are two great, awesomely amazing resources that you can use. So yeah, those are the bat strats for Firefly. So because I am living proof of what I am telling you. And then the RTC tourney, which is the Multiverse of Madness. We are in our last round. Yeah, there are a couple of trainers in the Multiverse of Madness tournament that we have that are doing really well. There's been a couple of upsets, some people that I thought would have taken it. But the like we said, the victor is going to be getting a $25 Amazon gift card. So shout out to those people that have made it to the final round. Well, to those Patreon supporters.
I made it to the final round.
Everyone's made it to the final round.
Tell the people how I did.
Looks like John went 1-2 against Schuster 1. And
I did win my bye round.
Yeah, you did. Hey, a win's a win.
That's right. So I went 0-3 in my first round. In my second round, however, I went 0-3. In my third round, I actually beat my opponent soundly.
3-0, yo.
That's right. I won my bye week and then went 1-2 in this last round. I just never prepare well for dark. I just don't.
So what team were you using?
Oh, here's what I was using. I still have them. Okay. So I was using a Jellicent with Hex, Bubble Beam, and Shadow Ball. An Altaria with Dragon Breath, Dragon Pulse, and Sky Attack, which actually turned out to do pretty well for me, but that flying weakness was tough this time. I've got a Rapidash Galarian with Psycho Cut, Psychic, and Play Rough. Absolute garbage. Will have not used that person anymore from now on. Medicham, which usually makes it into my team somehow. I've got Counter, Power Up Punch, and Psychic. Skarmory with Steel Wing, Brave Bird, and Sky Attack. And my MVP was a Cinchino with Charm, Thunderbolt, and Aqua Tail. However, not terribly bulky. And Thunderbolt and Aqua Tail, Thunder Tail and Aqua Bolt, take a little bit of time to get to. So by the time I got there, it was not bueno. So, you know, it was a fine team, but not fine enough.
Fair. Yeah, there's definitely some good picks out here. Yeah, you know, we got a couple of people that are poised to be the victors in this tournament. So I'm excited to see who's going to show up and show out. So yeah, my team that I am using for the Multiverse Cup is Wigglytuff, Zweilous, Skarmory, a Shadow Drapion, and Defense Form Deoxys, and a Scrafty. Let me tell you something about Shadow Drapion. Remember a couple, like, actually, I think it was our second episode when we were talking about Pokemon that, like, before you were just like, meh. And then because of Pokemon Go, you're like, yes.
Yes.
Shadow Drapion. That thing, 1-2-3, bam, Aqua Tail. 1-2-3, bam, Aqua Tail. It is the spammiest can of spam that has ever spammed. There.
Yep.
Yes, it is so good. I love that thing. It has turned around matches for me. Also, I've battled Wildcat Dad, who has one as well, and it is very tough to defend against. So,
I think I may have a pretty solid one. Oh, and it's shiny, too.
Ooh.
Yes, I have a very good one. I did keep it for Jungle Cup, and it absolutely did all the work I could have ever imagined. But I'm thinking I'm going to go ahead and move that up. It's not a shadow, but it's shiny.
Hey, it works. That 20% shadow attack boost, also just that crunch, whatever you're hitting, just, oh, man. Oh, buddy, that is a good one.
I think I'm going to do that one. Yeah. So I've got a 12-12-15 shadow Scorupii.
Scorupii.
So we're gonna use that for sure.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, Shadow Drapion is just an absolute boss. Also, as I've mentioned before, you've probably heard it on the other podcasts that we tell you to talk about. If you are wanting to find those, we will put those links in the show notes so you can find those other podcasts. But Araquanid is one of the very few Pokemon typings in Pokemon Go that can completely wall a Walrein. I fought one today, and let me tell you, that thing is thick, like a 3C thick, like thick.
Is that so?
Yeah, it is. I hit it with the dynamic punch from a Toxicroak. Nothing. I had zero idea how to beat this thing. So go get one. Go build it. It is going to be fantastic in Great League. That's the only league. Don't try to bring one in Ultra League because you will get spanked. So, yeah, that is the PvP portion of the podcast where not semi-pro.
Don't lump me in with you.
Yeah. Well,
I don't count.
The best of the below average Pokemon battlers pair their Pokemon proficiencies to pass on our Pokemon battling skills.
On a podcast to the people.
Hey, that was not bad.
Look at that. You know, I'm just sitting over here thinking of stuff.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about some RTC challenges.
Do you have what it takes?
I do. Give me my rat and I will take on the gods.
Badoof.
All right. So we are not actually going to be retiring any challenges today, but we're going to be adding one into the mix. For those of you that have been listening, we already did the Fool Me Once, which was battle any Rocket Grunt using normal types and shielding is allowed. Now we're bumping it up into Fool Me Twice. This is battle any Rocket Leader using only normal types, and shielding is allowed.
Yes.
So, any Rocket Leader, whichever you may please, there's all three of them. So, if you are able to do so, and you can battle in, well, you have to win. You can't just battle. So, defeat any Rocket Leader using only normal types. Let us know. We want to see it in our Discord. We want to see it on our Gmail account. We want to see it on our Twitter. We just want to see that you are beating Rocket Leaders using only normal types.
Yes. Also, the challenges that we posed some time ago, Yamadbro, doesn't look like anyone has done that one just yet. So, Yamadbro, go see if you can take it on. And only two people have completed This Move is Garbage.
That's right.
So, go see if you can hit another Pokemon with a garbage can and take them out.
That's right. For new listeners, tell the people what those two are.
Those two. So first off, Yamadbro is you must defeat any opponent using only the charge move Frustration. So if you have a shadow Pokemon that has Frustration and another charge move, the only move you're allowed to use is Frustration to beat your opponent. And it can be any opponent. And this move is Garbage. You must land the charge move Gunk Shot on and KO the opposing Pokemon. Rocket Grunts are ineligible. Just a quick little hint. The Pokemon that can learn Gunk Shot, Grimer, Muk, both variants, I believe, and Obstagoon. So you get in there and throw those Gunk Shots hit, and they are very unexpected because no one really runs that. So, yeah, go hit those. This move is Garbage, and let's see who can be the first one to complete. Yamadbro.
That's right.
So, yeah, and this moves Garbage.
Okay, so now we're going into the mail call. For our outgoing question, actually, let's do our inbound stuff.
Smart.
So we have a couple of emails from the answer to what are you looking forward to coming into Pokemon Go from Silent Watcher. Said, to answer last week's question, what Pokemon am I excited to see in Go the most would be Rockruff and Lycanroc. Good news. We got him a few months ago, so I'm happy. That is all. Back to silence.
Very nice. Silent Watcher, thank you for that email. And I'm sensing a pattern here. I'm thinking you're liking the canine Pokemon.
He's liking them.
Ah, liking rocking them.
That's right. Speaking of Lycanroc, if you are able to get, is it the midnight form?
Yes.
If you are somehow able to get a midnight form that is under 1500 CP, that is a surprising thing for people to see. And it can learn Psychic Fangs, which drops their defense.
Yes. And it can learn Counter as well. So that is, it's a good, and it's single typing, which is just rock. So that is a good Pokemon. I'm thinking it's going to be really good in certain restricted metas as well. So if you can get one under that 1500 mark,
yep.
Get one and have
you,
it on standby.
You may have to do some trading with friends. That's how we ended up with ours.
Yeah.
But I do have a 1499 CP Lycanroc, which is, again, a rock type. And I'm running Counter, Crunch, and Psychic Fangs. So there is some interesting things that can come out of that guy.
Heck yeah.
So we're also glad that Lycanroc and Rockruff are in the game.
Yeah, buddy. Also, Lycan, actually, we need to rewind real quick. So just give you guys a little sneak peek for next month's tourney. We just need to let you know that in all the things, you just got to retain your humanity.
Yo.
That's all we got to say. Now we can fast forward.
Now, from Karangatang, from our email, she said, I don't know if it's cheating to pick Shaymin since I saw that it will be available during GoFest, but I think that's the one I'm looking forward to the most. Question unrelated to Pokemon. If you could ask any person, living or dead, one question they had to answer truthfully, who would you ask and what would you ask them?
Ooh, that is a good question.
Hmm.
Does it have to be about Pokemon or just in general?
No, not necessarily. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to like go back in time and be like, hey, Archimedes, what do you think about Pikachu?
A Pika what?
I would have to go back to...
You know what? The dude that made the 40-hour work week.
That's Henry Ford.
Oh, yeah. I'd go to Henry Ford and be like, dude, why?
Well, he thought that it would be beneficial to humans to have 8 hours sleep, 8 hours work, 8 hours, I believe, shopping is what he called it.
I want to be like, hey, have you considered maybe no?
And then he'll say, but I'm making cars.
And I'll be like, well, I'm from the future.
I'm from the future. We already have cars. So you don't need to do that. We got it covered, man.
Yeah, we've got this. And then suddenly we have a new timeline where cars
everything is off.
But we don't have to work 40 hours a week.
There you go.
So
I don't know, man. I would probably have to go to like Pythagoras and be like, dude, just don't. Hey, man, why you gotta? Why you gotta?
Quick question, why?
Hear me out. Hear me out, my guy. Please don't.
Yeah, that's a good one. Or
you could say I'm right about that. Boom, math joke.
I'm going to talk to you.
Karangatang is an engineer. Maybe she'll appreciate my joke.
That is true. Yeah. Numbers.
Oh, boy. A couple of them.
Yeah.
I think I'd go. I mean, I'd need some more time to think about it. You know, go back to, you know, to like Cain and Abel and be like, hey, man, you ever thought about not killing your brother?
Hey, bud, don't do that.
Hey, here's the thing. It's going to ruin a lot of stuff.
Stop. Yeah, I think I have to go to the 40-hour work week thing because sometimes that is some nonsense. The sense of the non.
That is true.
So
go back to the guy that invented ATMs and be like, dude, why are there extra monies that you take from me?
Yeah, you're charging me to take out my money that I worked for.
40 hours for.
40 all of them.
All goes back to Henry Ford.
It's his fault.
There you go. All right.
All right. So we got a question from Costa Cubone, and they said, what non-Pokemon podcasts do you listen to? And I can say, for me, just one. And that's bonus episode.
Hey.
Yep. Bonus episode with Mark and Kyle, formerly the hosts of Pokemon Go Radio, which is a Pokemon Go podcast. But not anymore. They just did an episode on the Multiverse of Madness, which one of our tournaments is modeled after.
Mom Madness.
Mom Mad. No. Yeah. Actually, yeah. Mom Madness.
We're in a group that was going to the movie, and there was a typo in the name of the group. And instead of Multiverse of Madness, it was Multiverse of Madness Madness. So it just said Mom Madness, and I ran with it.
So, yeah, that is the Pokemon podcast that I listen to.
I don't often listen to other podcasts outside of Pokemon podcasts. Yeah. I enjoy My Favorite Murder every once in a while. My wife likes that one a lot. That one's pretty funny. You know, it really just depends. Let's see if there's anything that I'm just not thinking of here.
Yeah. I mean, for me, like honestly, like the whole origin story of the RTC, if you had told me a year ago that podcasts would be a thing, I'd be like, get out of here. Because I'm like, I'm not a fan of podcasts. I was like, I don't want to listen to people talk at me. And then the whole thing where you were picking me up and we heard Pokemon Go Radio and I was like, I need more. Give me more. Yeah. And then found GoCast and BTW and Lured Up. Yes, I'm a fan. So
he is a fan. He is spinning around on my ceiling right now.
Put me down.
Anything else I'll listen to is sparse, but things about sneakers. I'm big into sneakers.
A sneaker speaker.
NPR. I listen to a lot of NPR.
Nice.
I thought it'd make me smarter, but now I'm just stuck listening to it.
There you go.
You learn about stuff you didn't think about. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. Sneakers and NPR, that's really the rest of my jam.
Oh, yeah.
So the next question is mostly for JT, just because it is relevant to PvP. But Rogue King 11 asks, can you explain breakpoints in PvP? And how to research it.
So breakpoints are a little tough to explain. I get what they do, but it's like a little tough to actually explain. So a basic thing that we actually looked up, just to kind of give like a quick rundown for it, is basically the level. Actually, this comes from gamepress.gg. GG's. But game basically says the level where Pokemon's fast attack deals one more damage than it would than before. And that level is relative to the Pokemon's attack IV. And having higher attack IV often means that you'll reach that breakpoint sooner than you would with a lower attack IV. So they have a pretty extensive article. I was actually kind of reading up on it a little bit to prepare for this question. So definitely gamepress.gg. They have a really cool guide on breakpoints. There's also a couple of neat videos to check out some breakpoints. But to be 100% honest with you, since we don't have a very like definitive answer, because like I said, like I know what it is, but it's kind of hard to explain in clearer terms. BTW, the Beginner to Winner PvP podcast, they might be able to answer that a little bit more smoothly. And then GoCast PvP Corner, go check them out as well.
We will try to do some research and get a better answer for you.
Yeah.
But luckily, there are smarter people than us in the world.
Yes. So, yeah, gamepress.gg, they also have a breakpoint calculator as well that you can check out, which is pretty cool. So go check them out. But, yeah, and then happy PvPing to you.
All right.
So we actually have one more mail call from
a secret mail call that nobody texted me about.
Yeah. So this one actually comes from Crumbledore.
I know her. Why didn't she talk to me?
Yeah, Crumbledore.
Ugh.
But Crumbledore said, once upon a time, JT had a birthday, and Michelle almost ruined his surprise party.
True. Also, that's so true.
Also, JT bought a bunch of stickers, and Michelle managed to get him to give her some, and she also got a new water bottle. So now she has some sick new Pokemon stickers on her new water bottle. Awesome, Crumbledore. Thank you. Thank you.
It's true.
Yeah. So for those of you that are wondering, my birthday was this past Friday and it was
birthday.
Yeah. Hey, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
So it was super dope. But my wife put together a giant like surprise birthday party that John was complicit in. So we checked out this new dope antique store and a root beer bar, which was super cool. Who would have thought that root beer seltzer is a thing?
Oh, man. It's the – I think it's like original New York seltzer.
Oh, it's so good.
It's like clear root beer, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it's bizarre, and yes.
I told you it was good.
Yeah, like it's my brain can't comprehend it. I still don't get it, to be honest. But yeah, we went there, and then we went to...
We bought Pokemon cards at the antique store. We didn't just go to the antique store.
Just because. But there's some sweet new Pokemon cards that we got. We'll post them in the Discord if anyone is interested. But yeah, we got some of those, and then we got some neat plushies and stuff too. Mm-hmm. And then we went to we got lunch, and then we did a little bit of Pokemon hunting. And then we got John was going to drop me off, but then he came inside, and I saw the back of Michelle's car, and I was like, "Wait, I know that car! I know what's happening!" And I walked inside, and all of my friends were in there, and we played a bunch of games and had a Super Smash Bros. Tournament, and there was lots of food, and it was just a good time. So
that's right. But yeah, when Michelle arrived at JT's house, which he was not at the time, she texted him and said, "I'm here."
And I was very confused. I was like, what do you mean?
It was close, but we did it.
Yeah. And then she was like, "Oh, oops, wrong person." And I was like, okay, yeah.
Oh, also, we went to Bad Daddy's Burger Bar.
Yes, and they had some
solid food.
Some very good wings.
Yeah.
So this is not a sponsor by Bad Daddy's, but they had some good food.
Bad Daddy's. Oh, they were good.
But yeah.
Go eat there if you see one.
Yeah. That is the mail call for this week.
That's right. Now, I say we give the people a question.
What question should we give them?
We want to know what partner Pokemon the Justice League would have. Now, as far as the Justice League, the far branching of the people in it, we are going to go with Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Green Lantern, Flash, and the Martian Manhunter.
Nice.
So I have sort of started my list of who I think they would have.
Okay.
And the first one I'm not totally sure about, but it kind of makes sense. For Batman, I said he would have a Crobat.
Okay. These are bats.
It's freaking bats.
Bats. Okay. Yeah.
I was thinking Zubat's kind of weak, doesn't have eyes. So I was thinking, like, what's a better version of that? What's a badder version of that? And it would be Crobat.
Okay.
What do you think?
So Batman, and this is...
I'm Batman.
This is actually based off of, like, the Arkham games, like, with the legend himself,
Kevin Conroy. Oh, the one with Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah, Batman.
Kevin Conroy, who is, like, the ultimate Batman. Well, the voice of the ultimate Batman. But I'm going to give Batman Darkrai.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because it's like, I am the night. I'm Batman.
I am the night.
Stop touching me. I'm the night.
I am the night.
So, yeah, I'm gonna give Batman Darkrai because I just...
He's I can dope. Feel that.
Yeah.
All right. For Superman, I went a little bit of Justice-y, and I gave Superman a Keldeo.
Okay. Because
he's part of the Swords of Justice, but he's kind of the one that sticks out a little bit. I mean, that's what I went with.
Yeah. That's actually a really good one. I would give Superman... I'm torn between either Deoxys or Mewtwo. Like movie Deoxys, like main series game Deoxys.
But also like from space too.
Yeah. Because they're both from space. And
that's right. Or Bolton because like of like off. Super.
Yeah.
Crypto.
Oh yeah, Crypto is super.
The OG Crypto, not the one that fluctuates depending on the market.
Yeah. But yeah, so I would say super, like, because if he needs to fly fast, he's like, oh, speed form, let's go. And then they both take off. Or if they need strength, attack form. Yeah, and then Deoxys.
Punch also, form. Also,
they've got the same coloring coming out, kind of.
That's true.
Red, blue. Yeah. All right, what about Wonder Woman?
Oh, I went with Melmetal.
Interesting.
Because of, like, you know, the gauntlets and, like, the colorings.
Okay.
The lasso and, like, the stretchy. I couldn't think of a Pokemon that had a lasso, so.
Yeah.
Couldn't figure that one out. So yeah, I went with Melmetal. I thought that'd be, you know, kind of an interesting mix, but a good team.
Yeah. Melmetal. That's a good one. I like that, actually. I was thinking Wonder Woman could get...
Whiskash.
What? Wombo. Because there's a W on its head.
W's everywhere.
Okay. No.
Come on, dude. Wombo.
East? I thought you said weast.
Still my favorite line from SpongeBob.
Oh, man. Wonder Woman, come back to me on that one.
Okay.
I want to give her something.
All right, so we'll give him a second. Aquaman, what do you think?
Aquaman, I'm going to have to give Aquaman, I'm going to say, I was going to say Wailord, but I was like, no, he needs something like a little cooler.
A little doper.
Yeah, just a little bit. Kyogre.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
I gave him.
Or my Lotic.
I could see that.
Nope. I raised all of my answers. I'm going to say Gyarados.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
There were some Gyarados-like things in that movie.
Yeah.
I give him a lantern.
Okay.
Little bit of water, a little bit of electric, a little bit of not having too many weaknesses kind of thing.
Yeah. I like it.
With a lantern.
That's a good one.
All right. Now, this one I nailed. There's no question about this. Green Lantern.
I'm intrigued with your answers.
No, you got to go first.
Okay. Green Lantern. I think I know what you're going to say, but I'm going to say Green Lantern. I'm going to give Mew.
Oh, pretty close.
I know exactly what
Ditto.
You I knew you were going to say that.
It has to be Ditto. It could do anything.
It could change. Okay.
Plus, I love seeing, you know this, anytime we see Ditto faces on stuff.
Can you imagine?
I just love it.
Like it turns around. Green Lantern's light, and it's just got the Ditto eyes.
Yep.
That'd be Ditto. Great.
All right, what about Flash?
Flash would be tough, because I don't feel like there's anything that could keep up with him.
Well, no.
So he's, like, taking off, and Pokemon's like, okay, here
Barry, you need to be faster.
No.
You have to.
Okay.
And that's the plot of the Flash.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I'm going to say Arcanine for that extreme speed.
Okay. I went with Ninjask.
Okay. Okay, that's a good one.
So, I mean, it's not quite the Speed Force, but there's not a whole lot that would be.
Yeah.
So I went with Ninjask.
Okay.
All right. Now, what about Martian Manhunter, our very own Jon Jones?
Jon Jones. I'm going to give Martian Manhunter Ditto.
Okay.
Because he can transform, and Ditto's just like, dude, I can do the same thing. You and me, we are the same.
I'm going from, like, things that are secretly from space, and I went with Starmie.
Okay, that's actually a really good
one. I love Starmie, man.
That's a good one, actually.
Yeah, I think that's what I would go with. Okay,
I think I have my Wonder Woman answer.
Hit it.
Bisharp. Because that's, like, super sharp, and it can also do gauntlet thingies, too.
Okay.
So, I think, yeah.
All right. So we have some pretty different answers on these. We want to know what you think. So we'll post in the show notes the options there because, I mean, there's a couple more than normal.
The schnotes.
The schnotes.
Schnotes, dude.
It's gnarly. So think about who the partner Pokemon for these would be. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Green Lantern, Flash, and Martian Manhunter.
Oh, yes.
That is what we have as far as information for the people.
Heck yeah. Well, all right. If you're trying to figure out a place that you can contact us to let us know who the Justice League would have.
Oh, we got some places.
We've got the Twitter at RTChatTot, RTChatTot, the email at RTChatTot@gmail.com, or in our Discord, which is, you'll have to contact us for the link, but it's.
Yeah, we'll give you the link.
The Round Table Chatot family. So yeah, come on in. Let us know.
What about if we have ways that people want to support us?
You can. You can on Patreon at patreon.com/rtchatot.
That's the spot.
And you can support us for as little as $1 a month. And that dollar a month will get you access to some bonus content. Speaking of bonus content, we are letting you guys know now that our next bonus episode will be my Shadow Prime 34 origin story. We had a little bit of a hiccup in getting the notebook from my mom, my eighth grade notebook. She moved some boxes and she's just trying to go through and trying to find it. So I'm going to be getting that this next week. So our next episode will be a Shadow Prime 34 origin story.
Oh, let me get ready. It's Transformers time.
Oh, boy. Yeah. So that will be the next one. So if you are a patron, you will be able to access that and listen to what is the reasoning behind Shadow and Prime and, well, 34 really has nothing to do with it. But
people think my name might have an embarrassing origin story, but yours is really the one with it.
Oh, yeah. Mine's pretty bad. Like in class, whenever I'd get done with my work, I'd add to my little origin story and it was a whole thing. So if you would like to support us and you would like to hear that, you can. Well, like I said, we can support us on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. We are trying to get the best content out for each of our listeners. And if you like it, you can tell your friends.
And if you don't like it, you can keep it to yourself.
Yeah, you can tell yourself. Or tell us. We want to make sure that we are continuously improving every week. We just want to get better and better and just kind of continue that upward climb to bring out the best content that we can for you. So like we said, like if you don't want to support us on Patreon or monetarily, that's totally okay. But we love those reviews. We love people spreading by word of mouth, telling their friends about the your mom's favorite podcast.
That's right.
Yeah. So let us know what you think. And how we can get better and go from there.
That's right. Now, we do have some new information for you people over the waves, the listening waves.
Sound wave.
Yeah.
Sound wave is also a transformer.
Sound wave.
Boo. So we want to shout out our patrons. We got 4 new patrons this week.
Whoop, whoop.
And so we want to make sure that we are supporting and shouting out those that are supporting and shouting out us. So, new this week again, we have Evan, Bradley, Justin, and OCL. That brings our total to 19. So, big, big props to the following people. Beth from work.
Beth from work.
Karangatang. Queen Savage, OOC. Casa de Cubone. Village of Wolves. Cheryl. Tish Smith. Lisa. Jamal. James, a.k.a. my dad. Matt. We got 3 mats in 1 week. It was awesome.
It was great.
Then we have Crumbledore, and we have Silent Watcher.
Always watching.
Back to silence. And again, new this week, Evan, Bradley, Justin, and OCL. Thanks to everybody for supporting us. We want to make sure that your dollar is coming here so JT can stop working that 40-hour work week.
Well, like we said, you get some pretty sweet perks as being a Patreon supporter. Like I said, you get some bonus content. If you're entering in our roundtable tourneys and you win it, you will get monetary prizes sometimes.
That's
other times
right.
You'll get other prizes. We got some neat stuff like in the tanks just waiting for you guys. Like I'm really excited for a Hundo Hunter Challenge, which Shoestar has shown up and just kind of hundos like what, every hour on the hour? But yeah, like it's really great. Like he's just been collecting those hundos. So if you are interested, you can participate. Just show us a hundo between what you caught from
April 1st.
Yep. To December 31st. And you are in. You are in the running. So
I made it. I finally made it. I have 2.
Hey, look at you. Nice.
Moving up in the world.
I was like a good place up there. I was at least ranked. And then Shoestar, I was like, I'll have none of that. And then, we got lots of things like in the works. I'm not going to say much more because I want to, as we get closer, we'll reveal things. But
secrets. Some
secrets. Secrets of Dumbledore. And it turns out the secret is nutmeg.
Oh, true.
So, if you are wanting to do that, you can do it.
Hey, you want to hear a story about meantime?
Dude, tell me a story about meantime.
So, in the meantime, if you are going to continue living your life as you do, listening to our podcasts, as we hope you do, and catching Mons, as we know you do. You have any info for the people about those things?
Yes. So the GoFest event that's going to be happening soon, if you're going to go and catch Pokemon for that,
don't go using all your balls in one place.
Bye.